How special is it being part of the whole Ulster setup?
It's extremely special. I mean, you know, I watched these guys playing growing up. You know, it's a dream job to have, really. You know, you dream of running out in Ravenhill and putting on the shirt and to actually do it now, it's fantastic.
And what do you think it is, Ian, over the last number of years that has made Ravenhill, especially Friday night Ravenhill, so special?
I suppose success is the biggest thing, you know. People are always going to get behind a team that's doing well. And fortunately, over the last few years, since Brian, Dougie and Johnny Bell have come in, we've been pretty successful. I think in Europe we've lost once in the last 4 years, and even this year in the league we've only lost once to Treviso. So it's somewhere that it's a great atmosphere. The families are all welcome, and it's just something, it's an enjoyable night out, you know.
And as you push towards the end of the season, you mentioned Brian there and the change coming up for the new season. Are you playing this last few games for Brian McLaughlin to be particularly successful, considering you can win big trophies? You guys can win the Heineken Cup. I didn't think that at the beginning of the season that you might have.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all in it to win it regardless. I think even before we knew what was happening at the end of the season with coaches, we were planning to do our best to try and win the Heineken Cup and the Rabo. So, I mean, yeah, obviously for Brian it would be an ideal way to go out. But listen, we're all focused on wanting to win it for ourselves and the fans and everybody involved, really.
So as you go into the game on Friday night against Leinster, is the focus in your mind on the Rabo and making sure you get into the top four? Or at the back of your mind, are you thinking about the Heineken Cup semi-final down at the Aviva against Edinburgh?
I think because of the amount of publicity about the semi-final, you're obviously, it's always going to be there. But come Friday night, I mean, there's no doubt Leinster's on the mind, you know. As you said, we had a disappointing last week against Connacht, and we know to get in the top four we need to win this week, so there's no point looking too far ahead, and also obviously we want to win Friday night and put that push towards the top four and hopefully get a semi-final.
And Craig, what's it like for you, like, again I'm emphasising the fact that you're slightly younger than Ian is, just ever so slightly, but with regards to being a young fella coming through, it's quite a sort of a badge to be able to wear, even socially here, to be a member of the Ulster rugby team. When you walk in, say, and maybe you don't get out very often because you're keeping so fit, but when you walk into a club or a pub or whatever, and people say, that's young Craig Gilroy that plays for Ulster, you know, people are, you know, seriously, people are impressed.
I mean, you know, I don't get noticed, you know, that much. I suppose the odd time when I'm out, you know, people would recognise me, especially in a few rugby pubs if I went into it. But, you know, I just try and go out and enjoy myself with my friends, you know, off the pitch, because, you know, it's like Ian said, you know, behind the scenes, you know, apart from Friday night, it's hard work, and there's a lot of training, a lot of hours we put in. So, you know, I think it's important to enjoy yourself off the pitch as well.
And your old Methody mates, like, they must be quite impressed that you've now got this contract and it's been renewed and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I still keep in touch with the Methody friends. I was back in Methody actually a few weeks ago, just before the Schools Cup final, which they won. Saw a few of my old teachers, which was nice. And yeah, I'm still there's still a few Methody guys who I played with at school who are, you know, still in the academy. Currently, so, you know, I'd see them on almost a daily basis.
You see, and it does seem to rest easy with the Ulster lads, the fame that goes with it, and the appeal. It is a very appealing job that you have. Young women are going to think it's appealing. You know, I know some of the rugby guys, etc., etc. We've had very high-profile guys across the water who've sort of blotted their copybook. This seems to be the template for success in Ulster. Do you get advice on how to behave in public, how to handle the media, etc.?
I don't know about the young lads coming through. I mean, my first professional contract was over in England, and I would say there's not a big celebrity culture over here as there is maybe in England, with the footballers and all that kind of stuff. And I think just as rugby grows, it might become more and more, and for the young lads, there'll be the problems that occurs. But obviously, listen, it's a good time. They got to enjoy it, you know. It's not there forever. It's a short enough career, so I think they might as well go out and enjoy all the benefits they can reap from it.
So what's the message to anyone who hasn't been to Ravenhill yet? I think you'll only be able to get, if you're getting tickets on the night, probably the least appealing tickets at the moment. There are still some on the website at ulsterrugby.com. But if people haven't sampled Ravenhill for, you know, and some haven't, they've just watched it on TV, they haven't actually been, what would your message be to them?
Oh, it's a great night out, whether it's with a bunch of lads, whether it's with your family, whatever. I mean, it's usually the Leinster game will be a brilliant game. They'll hopefully send up a strong team. We've got a strong team out, and it'll be a tough game. And I think it's just a good atmosphere of people to sort of bond. Like, I mean, it's you sort of get all sort of different different religions, different cultures, everything. It's just everybody's mixed, you know. I think that's the sort of big draw to the rugby, that there's no barriers, and it's just a real good fun night out. And I think for the rugby fans, it's a good chance to sort of say goodbye to at Ravenhill to people like Ian Whitten, Willie Falloon, those guys who are leaving at the end of the season, you know. And obviously it'll be Brian's last game at Ravenhill as well as his head coach. So I think it's a good chance to turn out and see all those boys, and it's the last game of the season at home.
And looking ahead to the Aviva on the 28th, what would it mean to get to the Heineken Cup final?
Oh, it'll be huge. I mean, obviously last year we got to the quarterfinals, and such a big deal was made of that I think we almost accepted that as good enough, whereas this year we all want to go that one step further. We've sort of sampled what it's like to play in the big games, and we've all really enjoyed it, and I think we've given ourselves such a good chance with the home semi-final, that if we don't go on and win the semi-final and then push on for the final, it'll be a massive regret for all of us, you know. I mean, you don't get many chances like this in a career, and it's just one we have to make sure we don't miss out on.
Have you still your fingers crossed for Paul Marshall, or will he miss out?
Flip, I don't know. I mean, obviously he hopes to be fit. He's a key member of our squad, so we hope he's fit. I think you've got to listen to what the medical staff are saying. I think he had a reasonably positive result yesterday with his scan, so I suppose the next 7 days will be crucial.
Yeah, this is an elbow injury. And Craig, as the young lad mixing with all these internationals who've come from basically all over the globe, how much does that benefit you as a young rugby player?
Benefits me a lot. You know, I mean, I suppose it's easy to get starstruck, you know, when you're playing with these guys. They've all played in World Cups. You know, a couple of them are World Cup winners. You know, so when you first come into the squad, you know, you're a bit nervous and training and playing with them. But once you get to know them, you know, they're just, you know, they're all good guys and you know, great mentors and you know, put you down the right path and help you out if you need anything.
Very well summed up. Lads, continued success. And, you know, well done to everyone at Ulster Rugby. It's just been a great journey for anyone who's looking in at it, anyone who's been attending the games in recent times. And if you could go on and lift some silverware before the end of the season, it would be absolutely amazing. Ian Humphreys, Ian, thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Craig Gilroy, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. And, of course, you can win tickets for the big match Saturday the 28th of April, the Heineken Cup semi-final at the Aviva, Ulster against Edinburgh. Another chance to pick up those tickets with Carolyn on her show between 12 and 3.
Listening to you, Frank Mitchell.